Hi, and welcome to Action Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're reviewing Liars and Outliers. The book was written by Bruce Schneier, and I wrote this summary. I'm not going to lie, I struggled with this book a little bit at the beginning. Not because it wasn't well written, it is. And not because the subject matter wasn't relevant or fascinating, it was. I struggled because Bruce Schneier's Liars and Outliers was completely new territory for me. This is a book about societal pressures, about what makes us obey the law or break it, stay monogamous or cheat on our spouses, and lie on our taxes. Liars and Outliers really is a fascinating book. It's just that there was, for me, a steep learning curve to the concepts. And so, in true actionable fashion, I'm going to attempt to distill some of the fundamentals in 2 pages or less. Here we go. The golden egg for this week's article, Rebels with a Cause. Quote, no matter how much societal pressure you deploy, there will be defectors. Comes from page 245 of Liars and Outliers. The simplified gist of Liars and Outliers is that within society there are rules. Most people will follow those rules. We call those people cooperators, and some won't. We call those people defectors. As a society, we're better off when we follow the rules. As individuals, it's often in our short-term interest to defect. Stealing your neighbor's car, for example, is faster and easier than earning the money to buy your own. And yet, we trust that, despite it actually being extremely easy to steal a car, our cars are relatively safe. Trust. That's really the crux of any society, argues Schneier. We trust the people we know, and trust that those we don't know, for the most part, will follow the rules that we have in place. More on that later. Most interesting in Schneier's text is the irrefutable proof that in any society, society defined as any group of people with a loose common interest, you will encounter some level of defection, those who refuse to follow the rules set by society. It is statistically impossible to remove all defection from any group of individuals. The second most interesting point of the book, in my humble opinion, was the reminder that defection is not, by default, bad. It's simply a break from the norm. Those who pushed for the abolishment of slavery were defectors. So was Nelson Mandela. Nazi soldiers were defectors from the global community, but cooperators to the society that was Nazi Germany. And this is where things start to get interesting. As Schneier beautifully illustrates towards the back of the book, it's near impossible to look at the reasons for someone's cooperation or defection through a simple lens of good or bad, because it all depends on the context of the society that we're defining. And as we'll explore in Gem 2, we often belong to many, many societies at once, often with conflicting values or other motivations. But before we get to that, let's look at the four main societal pressures that exist in all circumstances. Gem number one, Connect Four. Quote, effective societal pressure usually involves all four categories, though not necessarily in equal measure. Considering all four will indicate how resources might be most effectively spent. This comes from Liars and Outliers, page 240. As Schneier defines, there are, in any given time, four sets of societal pressures influencing our decisions on whether to cooperate or defect with a given norm. And they are moral pressure. This pressure comes from inside. It feels bad to steal and good to return someone's wallet. Reputational pressure. This is all about how people perceive our actions. As the name suggests, we engage in certain behaviors because of the impact it will have on our reputation. We care what people think about us. The third is institutional pressures. These are the rules or laws that are set out for us. Break the laws and there are consequences. This is true whether the laws are set by the government, our employer, or a religious group we belong to. And finally, there are security systems. The moat around a castle is a security system. So is the alarm system sticker you have on your window, even though you don't have the system itself. Security systems are designed to induce cooperation or deter defection. All four of these societal pressures influence our actions to some degree or another. As Schneier suggests in the quote above, you really need to have all four in action to be effective in creating a certain behavior in your society. As a business manager who's not necessarily getting the behavior you want from your team, it's worth running through the list and seeing where you might be falling short. Are you tapping into all four of the societal pressures? Gem number two, David beats Goliath. Quote, in general, it takes more societal pressure to get someone to defect from a smaller group interest in favor of a larger group interest than it does to get someone to do the reverse. It comes from Liars and Outliers, page 152. So here's my favorite actionable idea from the book. Being the little guy can actually be an advantage of getting people to support your idea or vision. We all belong to a number of societies at any given time. Our family, our company, the division within that company, our social circle, etc., etc. there's a very good chance that within these groups, there are at least a couple conflicting pressures. So here's an example. Your company touts work-life balance as an important part of their culture, and they back it up with half-day Fridays in the summer. Your particular work group, however, is comprised of career-driven individuals who pride themselves on being the last ones to leave the office, even on Friday. We call this a societal dilemma. Cooperating with one society automatically means defecting from another. Incidentally, Alex Lowy has a terrific book on dilemmas called No Problem, which we summarized here. So, what do you do? Well, research has shown that we are far more likely to cooperate with the smaller society, in this case your work group, than with the larger society. The stronger relationship that we have with members of the small societies enhances the impact of reputational pressure that we discussed in Gem 1. But let's add another level. Your friends are all going to the beach in the afternoon, or your spouse has asked you to take the afternoon off to spend with him or her. Now what do? As you can see, our choices to cooperate or defect are influenced by factors far beyond a binary. Liars and Outliers is one of those books you need to devour in a few sittings, paper and pen in hand. You need to chew on it a little bit, as the concepts are meaty and, for most of us, new territory. But the bottom line is that this stuff is important. As our world grows smaller through technology, but grows larger as our population count climbs, the societal pressures we face will continue to expand and shift. The security systems we build to encourage certain behaviors will become increasingly complex, while defectors will continue to create ways to circumvent the system. Some will defect for good. Others will defect for evil, the very judgment of which relies entirely on the society or societies to which you belong. If you're looking for an education, pick up Schneer's Liars and Outliers. It's a fascinating read. This has been Actionable Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were reviewing Liars and Outliers. I hope you enjoyed it.